There's been a lot of attention paid to 360 technology over the last few years, but what happens when you want to move it from being a gimmick, something that's visually interesting, to something that's actually professionally useful? That's why you need to take a look at Leica Geosystems. I'm speaking with Hugh, who's going to explain why this interesting camera on a stick is the next big thing for everyone who does design. Hugh, what is this?
So this is a 360 sensor that is taking a full spherical image, 150 megapixel spherical image, with an integrated infrared camera, and also doing a full laser scan, so creating a point cloud behind that spherical image.
Now, I understand what that is. I understand it's using a laser so that it can measure particular distances from the camera. I understand that the lens is going to be capturing an image in 360. I understand IR helps give me a little bit of depth, but why would I want to capture that information? It's interesting to geeks, but what use can I put that to?
Well, if I'm a building runner, if I do building construction, for example, and I would like to know exactly what I'm getting into when I start a project, I can set this BLK360 up in a room. It takes about 3 minutes to do a scan. And then when I leave the job site, I have it all the points measured, not some of them, but all of them measured, so that I can even be back in my office, pull up that file, put myself in that space, and accurately measure the distance between the floor and the ceiling in the corner of the room, for example.
That makes sense. So it's not just the ability to zoom in and zoom out as we can with 360 devices and 360 imagery, but it's the ability to say, I need to have the relative distance between that point and that point because I'm thinking about putting a wall there. I mean, I could see being very useful.
I think you should work for our company. You said it better than I could.
All right. Now, once I have all of this information, what do I do with it? I mean, do I have to freeform sketch this, or is there a way for me to transform that into an actual model that will incorporate the distance, that will incorporate the IR information, and will incorporate the imagery?
Well, you bring up a very important point. So we create this point cloud in using a piece of software called ReCap from Autodesk, Reality Capture. That ReCap is used as a conduit to take that scan data into other various CAD components that Autodesk creates. Autodesk writes their software,
Very cool. Now, I know there's a large part of our audience who's looking at this and thinking, oh, that's interesting, but there's also some professionals who are watching this saying, this will shave hours, if not days, off of my job site work. Who is this designed for? And I'm almost afraid to ask, what would a setup like this set my company back?
Okay, well, so it's really set up for... There are many people, small and mid-sized contractors, that are already using this technology, but they're having a service provider do the work for them. And because the existing systems are a little too complex, or a little too expensive. This system is roughly $16,000. So it's, put on a couple-year lease, something you can handle. But it brings the capability, the functionality, brings the capability and the functionality to a new group of people who want to get started and want to take more control of their workflow.
And by the way, I should mention that if you were going to be doing this with professional, traditional survey equipment, that's actually not that expensive.
No, that $16,000 is a bargain, let me tell you. I mean, if you watch like time scanners, or there's some programs on public television, or you see on CSI a lot on TV, those scanners that you might see there might be $50,000 plus. So this is really, I know it's crazy, but it's entry level. So,
Hugh, thank you very much for sharing your time and your technology. If they wanted to find out more about this, more about Leica Geosystems, where can they go?
They can go to blk360.autodesk.com.
There you have it, folks. If you are looking at doing some professional work with design, you could do it the old way, or you could do it with lasers.